Randy Vash maneuvers an excavator in tandem with his co-worker at a lakefront home in the village of Caledonia. The huge machines operate in 3 feet of water and stretch mechanical arms 30 feet out into Lake Michigan. They scoop up huge rocks and place them back along shore to slow erosion.
Yeah, the waves took them out. Now we got to bring them back. Because the lake rose 3 feet in the last 4 or 5 years, 4 years ago they had 30 feet of beach.
Vash says this homeowner is luckier than some. His yard slopes to the water's edge, making the project technically more simple, and his neighbors are sharing the expense. One village south, in Mount Pleasant, Stan Oshevsky looks out at the lake from his 50-foot bluff. He can't stand at its edge. Plants and small trees slid down as 20 feet of once solid ground has slipped precariously toward the shore below. Concrete chunks stand heaped at his side, but Oshevsky's not quite sure when workers will arrive to move the concrete to the water's edge. People like Randy Vash come at a premium these days.
The previous owners had put similar kinds of materials over the edge back in the 50s and 60s to try and preserve this, and then since the lake has come up, it's starting to erode that, and there was caves that were formed under here from the erosion. Well, they collapsed and caused this all to drop.
So this has dropped off since you moved in?
Oh, this has dropped off within the last 18 months.
Oshevsky and his wife were educators in Illinois. They searched several years for their retirement spot.
We designed the house when we were remodeling it for wheelchairs if need be, and it's one level. This was supposedly it.
His home was once 50 yards from the bluff. Oshevsky estimates he'll invest $150,000 to try to protect what remains. Some of his neighbors weren't as fortunate.
Like in Andy's case up north here, 5 or 6 houses. His is encroaching his house quite dangerously, and down there about a quarter of a mile, they had to tear Mike's house down because his foundation was continually being exposed.
Erosion also has put large sections of Mount Pleasant's roads and utilities at risk. Now the town is seeking help from the federal government. At a recent village meeting, utility manager Tony Beyer discussed his hopes the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers might step in.
We have dead-end roads that are failing and very close to essential utilities, so we're kind of biding our time to see if the Army's going to come in, because if we spend money before they get on board, if they do, we don't realize a millions of dollars cost share that we could have with them.
The Army Corps has stepped in, or at least taken a first step. Operations engineer Randall Eigenberger says the Corps okayed a study of the shoreline.
They will study the area, whether or not what would potentially be constructed and funded would still be in question.
Meaning how much the Corps might be able to underwrite.
Correct.
No one's sure when the Corps' study will commence. Eigenberger says Mount Pleasant is competing with projects across the country. Resident David Overby fears the delay. He lives at the end of one of the town's dead-end streets.
Army Corps of Engineers is the answer. Please, now, don't wait. The bluff is eroded to the edge of the street. If it goes about 14 feet more, it hits the sewer. That knocks us out, probably condemns our house.
Even those prepared to swallow the cost of shoreline remediation might have to wait. Autumn and winter usher in heavy wave action and freezing conditions, but heavy equipment won't roll again until next spring. This is Susan Bentz of WUWM, reporting for Great Lakes Today.